This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, giving our report for the month of June. What's going on now? What we expect to be going on throughout the season? First, I'm going to talk about the trout fishing, what we have, what we expect, and then I'm going to switch over and tell you about the smallmouth fishing. We're on the trout game. We're presently getting some outstanding fishing in our mountain stream. This is partly due to all the rains we've recently had and partly due to the fact that we've got exceptionally heavy aquatic insect hatches. The little yellow stoneflies that started last month for us are heavier now than I've ever seen them in my life. We sort of expected this. I talked to some of the biologists, and they said, yes, we haven't had those rock-rolling floods in a couple years, and these little guys are really healthy, and we've got real heavy hatches. I match this primarily with Murray's little yellow dry stonefly in a size 16 and also the Murray's yellow drake in a 16. As the season progresses, I find these fish get a little tougher, so I go ahead and taper on down to a 6X 9-foot Murray's Classic leader on this. I like the Classic leaders because they turn it over better than the knotless leaders. So these are hand-tied, knotted leaders, and I just like them a lot better. We're also getting terrific sulfur hatches. These are coming now, and they're going to get heavier and heavier through the month. This will be on all month long. Now, the duns usually start coming off in the middle of the afternoon, and the spinners get heavy toward dusk. And some of the streams, you'll have duns coming off and spinners coming back the last 2 hours of daylight. So when you're on the stream fishing this on the sulfur hatch, try to set your schedule so you're there up until almost dark, because this is a wonderful hatch, and almost all the streams have good sulfur hatches. I match this primarily with the Murray's Dry Sulfur in a 16 and 18 and with Ed Shank's Sulfur in a 16 and 18, and I do fish this on 6X. Ed often used 5X, but I still kind of like 6X, although I'm certainly not going to say Ed's wrong because he's one of the sharpest guys I've ever known. Listen, now, there are a lot of natural inchworms in these mountain streams. These obviously are going to be heaviest where we have limbs hanging out over the stream. Often when they fall in the water, they kind of make a crash landing. So when I'm fishing the Murray's Dry inchworm, I present it with sort of a snap so it lands on the stream with a splash. Roll cast is a good way to do this, but you can do it with a regular forward presentation. Just kind of snap it at the last minute. And often that splash on the water will attract their attention. I've had them come 5 and 6 feet away as that thing splashes on the stream. So that'll be going on almost all of this month. Now, the green sedge caddis will be heavy the last part of June. This is well matched with the Mr. Rapidan dry olive delta wing caddis in a 14 and 16. Now, the pupa on this guy often drifts along under the surface, just an inch or so under the surface. You'll see rises out there, and you think they're coming to the dry. Actually, many times they're taking the pupa just an inch under. So what a good trick on this, in addition to fishing the dry by itself, is you can go on the bend of the hook with about 2 feet of 6X dropper and put your Murray's Olive Caddis pupa in about a 14 on that, and then you're covering both the pupa and the dry. And this can be fast and furious. The real nice fishing we are having right now is up in the head of these streams. If you don't know these trailheads on top of the mountains in the Blue Ridge Mountains, either down in the southern part in the Blue Ridge Parkway or the Skyland Drive, or even back on the West Virginia mountains, call me and I'll help you on this. This is in my book, Virginia's Blue Ribbon Streams, and also in Trout Fishing in the Shenandoah National Park. But a good way to take advantage of this is hike in and, you know, spend 2 or 3 nights on a long weekend, because this fishing right now is some of the best we've had at this time of the year for many years. So call me if you have any questions on the access places on all this. Now let's talk about the smallmouth, because the smallmouth is just getting good right now. all these crazy rains we had, it had the streams held up. The North Fork, I did real well just a couple of evenings ago, right here just downstream from Edinburgh. Part of the motivation for this is that the water level is just getting fishable now. Part of it is the fact that the three-year-old Helgramites are approaching their full size right now, and the bass are really gobbling these up. They become real active as they wiggle, wiggle, wiggle up to the side to hatch into the adult Dobson fly. The Murray's Black Heavy Helgramite at a size 4 and 6 is awfully hard to beat on this. The way I fish this is that I go into the riffle about 100 feet downstream from where actually the riffle dumps into the pool. 100 feet downstream from the riffle. I turn and wade and cast upstream. Cast no longer than 30 feet because you're going to get there anyway. No longer than 30 feet straight upstream or up and across at about a 20 degree angle at most. I want to drift my Murray's Helgramite through every pocket in that whole riffle area that's over 3 feet deep. Now, you got to strip it back and watch your indicators. I use the Murray's Bright Butt Leader 9 foot 2X with the fluorescent mono in the butt. And then I put an SA indicator I'll put one in the butt section, one in the next strand down. And then I watch these like a kid watches a bobber on the cane pole. Now, after I fished that water for 100 feet up to the riffle and got up to the riffle, I turn and then start fishing across stream. Now, the way we designed that Helgramite, it's effective both upstream dead drift and swimming it across. And I'll strip that 6 inches every 10 seconds as I'm casting across and wading down, covering the next 200 feet downstream below the riffle, because these Helgramites swim just as well as a real minnow. So strip that slowly right across the stream bottom. We often have the beginners in our schools doing this because I won't say the bass hook themselves, but they certainly are a big help on that, and it's real easy to feel that strike. If I have a normal stream level, I'm fishing a floating line with the Bright Butt 9 foot 2X leader on this. But if I have a heavy flow, or if the river is up a little bit, I'll go to the Scientific Angler Sonar Sink Tip 3. And with that, in order to take advantage of that sinking tip of the line, I use a Murray's Fluorocarbon Sinking 9 foot 2X leader on that. And that'll help me swim it just as deeply and as slowly as I can. Now, as the streams are getting warmer, we're just beginning to get some good surface action right now. The Shenandoah Blue Popper in a size 4 and 6, fished tight against these shaded banks, is very effective now, and it will be all summer. If you're new to really serious surface fishing, you're looking for shaded banks, water that is over 3 feet deep, 3 to 5 feet deep is really what I like, that has a cobblestone bottom. I don't want a ledge bottom, I don't want sand bottom, but I want a shaded bank, 3 to 4 or 5 feet deep, cobblestone bottom, and those bass are going to be along those banks all day long. Just shove your popper back against those banks as closely as you can and be ready for the strike. Often that strike will come within the first 2 or 3 seconds. This is so effective that many of the students, beginning students now in our on-the-stream schools, catch some of their best bass in this method. And it's a fun way to fish, and I probably spend more time fishing on the top than I do underneath once they wake up. So if you have any questions on any of the smallmouth tactics or any of the trout tactics or the where-to-go things, just call me at the Fly Shop in Edinburgh, and I'll be glad to help you. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. You can reach me at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.